break back in the second. We're live, I think, Mr. House.
What, a motion to approve payroll?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve county payroll.
You got the document, don't you?
Discussion. I did have it. It was on the table when I left. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
What, did you gather it up or you had the document? That's not one you give Cotty, is it? Jim?
I just told Ron.
First order of business is as an independent audit service. Would you like to join us, sir? I will continue searching.
Guys, I reviewed both of these. I can tell you I feel real comfortable with Davis Lynn Moots. And I also feel like I could be comfortable with Hurlburt CBA. I know both of those people that I think would be involved in that. The bid prices were for this year coming up would be $21,000 from the Hurlburt CPA and $22,500 for Davis Lynn Moots. I know a lot of people feel like when you have something that's not broken, you don't want to try to fix it. And that's where we're at with Davis Lynn Moots, but we do have an opportunity to save $1,500, so I guess you have a decision to make.
You reviewed the bids and the time that you had. Are apples to apples, or is there any way that is there a reason that we should sit down with them and interview?
I believe the only thing that you could go farther with, Jim, is you could ask for a peer review from both of those. All CPAs have to have a peer review. We didn't ask for that, but we could get that if you wanted to.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the one company, Rick, and I know, of course, the other gentleman because he served as a county official outside of Kansas City area. But, in fact, has he provided or performed any audits for counties that you're aware of?
One of their references was Pettis County, and I actually talked to Connie Purchase, the auditor up there, and asked her how that was going. She said it was fine, said all the elected officials got along with the people that came in great. She actually liked her Hurlburt CPA. She did not give me any other counties, or I didn't get any other counties as references. I had, I think, a water company. Can't remember what the other one was, but I had two other references, and neither of those got back with me.
No. Peer review part. What would we do in the peer review?
You're just going to really look to see if it's positive or negative, and you understand a peer review would be CPA making or passing judgment on another CPA's work, is what it
is. Right.
I also want to know, Rick, if there are, and even though it doesn't say so in the bid, any other expenses that are going to be involved in that. These auditors are 3.5 hours away.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the document that he has signed, and this is Mr. Hurlburt, it has the amount that I have. It actually has $19,000 on that amount, but we know that we'll have to have a single audit. And in the other references, it says that in any year that a single audit is required, there'll be an additional fee of $2,000. That's kind of a standard thing. They'll bid the audit, and then they'll bid the single audit extra. The single audit is an audit that we have to have if we go over a threshold set by the federal government in our grants that come from the federal government. Right now that threshold is $500,000, and pretty sure we'll be over that this year because of the FEMA. That's all right. State stuff, federal stuff. Well, but maybe next year we will be, maybe we won't.
Does that also include the amount to audit because the county receives over $500,000?
The $21,000 does include that, yes.
Gentlemen, I would like to order a peer review if it's possible. Unless you guys are ready to make a decision. The auditor is a pretty critical, I mean, the outside audit is a pretty critical component, I think. And
the thing that concerns me is you know, I was concerned first off because Taney County is cash basis, and a lot of your CPAs do not like cash basis. When I called the reference with Pettis County, my first question to them was, are you cash basis? And she said, yes, we are. So,
what classification is Pettis County? Are they second?
I think they're second. I'm not positive, though, Ron. So I don't have any problems either way, and I don't have any problems looking at a peer review either.
I would like to go that direction.
I will ask for that.
Okay.
And see how long it takes them to get me one down here. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank
will you you hold on to those bids for us? Or
well,
shall
let Ron hold, let Ron hold on to them. I'm going to give them all to Ron.
Ron, sorry about that.
Yeah, let Ron hold on to them.
I will hold on to them.
Yep.
Next order of business is tipping services.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. As instructed, I had met with Kathy, as well as a few other members of Road and Bridge, and all the vendors who submitted the bid in person, except for Springfield, City of Springfield. And we are recommending to move forward with Allied Waste Services, who is our current tipping services provider, for a couple of real simple reasons. The mileage involved would create a higher expense than the other two based on the information that they supplied us with in the bid. So at our estimated cost per ton is 47.24. The next one, we would recommend the City of Springfield to be a secondary provider should something happen to Allied.
City of Springfield, you said?
City of Springfield.
Okay. So,
and they came in at 49.75.
Would you give me those two total figures again? Allied Waste was
47.24 per ton, and that's after our calculations based on mileage costs per ton added to their what they bid this morning at $31.95. The other one is the City of Springfield, $49.75, and again, the mileage is what creates that difference.
I'm curious as to what Waste Corporation in Missouri was, in that they were two-thirds the amount to start with.
Well, Waste Corporation of Missouri actually submitted two separate amounts. They submitted a 50% amount. I guess they're assuming that they weren't going to get the entire workload, and then they submitted a 100% amount. When we did the calculations on the tab sheet for them, it came out to $52.52 per ton, and that's us having to haul it to Hartville. So we're looking at 178-mile round trip for each load versus 80-mile round trip, and that was one of the reasons why we are recommending Allied.
Motion to award tipping services bid to Allied Waste as primary, City of Springfield as secondary.
Second the motion.
Is there a specific period of time that is tied to that?
Is it a 12-month bid? Is that what you
Yes.
Mean? Okay. For a period of 12 months?
Sorry.
If you would amend that motion. Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to award Allied Waste Services as primary and City of Springfield as secondary for a 12-month period of time for tipping services. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, sir.
Anything else for me?
No, sir.
James, could you come up to the microphone? Christy, can you come up to the microphone?
Well, we need to exit regular session to go into BOU session.
No, this is part of, yeah, if we're going to make a decision, we need to go into.
Yeah. You can pull that microphone over.
Are you going to have any?
If you want.
Yes.
All righty. Then I believe that we should conclude today's session as County Commission.
Motion to adjourn County Commission today for August 1st.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn today's meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We will reconvene as the County Board of Equalization. We have scheduled today at a hearing, well, not a hearing, but a time allotment for administrative purposes for any information that needs to be added to or subtracted from what the board has previously done.
Are you talking now? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
You got something for me, or I got something for you?
You got something for us.
We want to know if you've got something for us, sir.
Yes. In the past week, you made a motion to split a certain blue-green diamond resort. I guess it come through Festiva. Yeah, and in the process, they had included a group of parcel numbers that were not condominiums. And they were
storage. And yet we gave them the 55?
Do you have BOE numbers or parcel numbers?
I've got parcel numbers, and they just need to be read off as parcel numbers, and you need to rescind that motion on them and apply the new deny these.
And they're going back to full commercial?
Yes. Yeah.
So would you just rather to put them... to put them at full commercial?
Yes. There's
Can we not take them out of the prior motion?
How do you want to do it?
No, I'm asking. What is?
If we just add a full
commercial value,
we'll do that. Doesn't it?
We'll no, you got to take them out of the because there's some residential involved.
They've already been added to the.
Okay, motion. So just take them out. Take them out of the
original motion.
Give us the BOE numbers
and deny them. The parcel numbers are. Wow. 18-6.0.
Do you have BOE numbers for those? Okay, then go slow.
18-6.0-14-004-009-002.003. 18-6.0-14-004-009-004.3.003. Then 19-1.0-11-001-008-001.001.
Five properties?
Yeah, I had a parcel. I had a BOE number on that one.
That's okay. Christy's going to read them back to me.
Okay. Read all those numbers back.
Christy?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
So my motion is to rescind the 45-55 split on those parcels that were just read.
And I'll second the motion.
There is a motion to approve recension of the 45-55 split previously approved during BOE sessions on the five before mentioned parcels of property, which I have for you, and I'm sure James does as well, Christy. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do you think it is net? We don't have to deny. Yes, we do, so
yes,
that they can go to the tax commission if they so desire. I would also entertain a motion to deny the request of each of these five numbers. Each of these individuals,
are they four
property numbers, requested that they be, we took them up as a request to move them to a 45-55. Is that correct? And we're not doing it, so we need to deny it.
All right. Motion to deny that those following read aloud parcel IDs.
Can we start again?
I've got them.
If you can read them backwards this time.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the request of the before mentioned five parcels. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. James, is there any other business that should come before the board?
For 011, no, other than I would like to thank this board, Board of Equalization of 2011. I really was pleased with their accuracy on paying attention to evidence presented. I think every decision was made off evidence presented. That has not occurred in the past. But this board here made a concerted effort to look at the evidence of both sides and using that evidence to come up with the values they did. These were properties that was looked at that the assessor couldn't make that ruling on with the evidence he had at the time. And it was real, a lot of them was lowered beyond what the assessor had information to do. And of course you guys denied many. But I thought you guys performed as statutorily required, and I was really proud of the Board of Equalization of 2011.
Christy, is there anything from the clerk's office?
We have two things. First, I'd like to thank the individuals in the IS department who have helped us this summer. They were invaluable. And second, we wanted to let you know that before you just made this denial, everything is in balance. So as soon as we get those put into the computer, we will be good to go. We'll be done, gentlemen. So thank you all very much.
Thank you for your long hours.
Now let me ask a technical question. Does BOE stand in adjournment, or?
We've always just adjourned summer BOE.
The summer session of BOE.
The summer session. That's what we've done in the past. So that, I know that's contrary to what you've done in the past, as many things we have or are doing.
You call it summer session because this is the time that BOE meets is in the summer.
No, it's the only time that people can appeal their evaluations except for erroneous and...
you could call it book close BOE because you're officially
closing the
book today. But statutorily, you are required every 30 days to hear erroneous or mistaken assessments.
Right. This is the book close, exactly.
Right.
That's probably a better way to...
I would entertain a motion that we close the book on BOE.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been moved and seconded to close the 2011 book on Board of Equalization. Discussion?
I was just enjoying it so much, I didn't want to close her up, but that's all right.
We don't have to. Do you have something you'd like to say, Commissioner?
No. I like to look at every case again.
Could you bring that up here so Jim can go through them?
My deputy, Tim Houchin, will be filling in for the assessor through this process.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We're adjourned.